on Robin Hood Radio. It's been a very busy summer talking about the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, with the fact that the summer book signing had to be canceled for this year because of COVID-19. We've been interviewing various people who did Zoom book lectures and questions and answer sessions, which everybody loved. And it was, by the way, supplied free of charge because somebody donated a lot of money to put that all together. So it's been a busy, even though they've been closed, it's been a busy summer at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And right now we get to meet somebody who was affected by the pandemic when they were hired. And that is the children's librarian at Hotchkiss Library, Samantha Saller. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
So let people know how you were affected by COVID-19.
Well, so as of August, I'll have officially been a children's librarian for a year, but I had just started at Sharon before the pandemic hit. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to meet any of our patrons in person. So, I think that's the largest way that I was affected, but I also have a 6-year-old daughter. So.
All right. Well, welcome to the Hotchkiss Library. A little bit late, and let's talk a little bit about how did you get into wanting to be being a children's librarian.
So I decided to become a librarian while I was reading the series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket to my daughter. She was 5 at that time, and in that series, all the good and true and noble characters are well-loved, well-read lovers of literature. And so there's this part where a librarian helps out the 3 main characters, who are these very smart orphaned children, and after we read it, my daughter was like, "You should be a librarian." And I was so flattered, but then I really got into the idea, and I was like, well, books have been my favorite space to inhabit for as long as I can remember, and I want to connect people with stories. And so, I started down this path about 2 years ago.
Well, congratulations. Do you ever watch the TV series of The Librarians?
No, I never have. I should check it out.
Well, it's a little different type of librarians, but it's a lot of fun to watch. But anyway, so let's get back to you in the Hotchkiss Library. So this must be kind of nice for you to be the children's librarian right here in Sharon at the Hotchkiss Library.
Yeah, I love this library. It's beautiful. My grandparents lived in Sharon when I was a child, so I used to visit here when I was little. And I really can't wait to start connecting with people who live here, because I'd love to see how the children's room can be of service for the patrons of Sharon Library.
All right, let's talk about some of the programs. I have seen your Imagine Your Story and also the summer reading program and different things like that. So why don't you talk about like some of the things that you're offering at the library?
Although we've had a limited capacity, we've tried to have a lot going on. We know that people are stuck at home, and every summer, libraries all around the state do their summer reading program, and this year the theme is Imagine Your Story, which means that we're looking at myths, folklore, fairy tales, and legends, and exploring the power of storytelling. So we're using reading and writing and creative projects all summer to really get into, like, how you can use stories to learn and explore the world. So the summer reading program is something that families can sign up for, and participants will be able to do cool quests like drawing comics or creating swords from recyclables, or even going on hikes to win prizes. We tried to design it with the fact in mind that people have limited access to materials and also want less screen time. And then every child that signs up also gets like a make and take bag. I don't know if you're familiar with that phrase. It just means like a tote bag that's full of craft supplies and library books. So,
And it's also like a video game, because from what I see, if people complete the four summer reading quests, they receive knighthood.
That's correct. So each bag has a list of quests to complete, and if you complete 4 of them, you get a knighthood, which may or may not have something to do with ice cream. And for every 4 additional quests that you complete, your name will be put in a raffle to win a bigger prize. Also, every week, Mrs. Pace, the librarian over at Sharon Center School, and I release new quests on our Facebook page for kids to try.
Has it been pretty successful? Have you had a bunch of kids participate?
Yeah, so we're still accepting registrations this late into the summer, but it's almost full. So if folks would like to get started while there's still spots left, they should email me.
And the email address for you is?
ssaliter@hotchkisslibrary.org. So it's ssaliter@hotchkisslibrary.org.
All right, so now, when do you anticipate the doors opening at the library? Do you, any idea about that?
Yes, we're hoping to have patrons in by appointment at the end of this month, but that does depend on a lot of working moving parts, so I can't say for sure, but that's our goal.
All right, and now that you've established at the library, what's your main goal to do with the children and the books and keep up more events like this to keep the kids interested?
Well, I feel like there's a lot of different ways to engage children and in learning and reading. And actually, the theme this year for our summer reading really aligns with my vision and passion as a librarian. I love storytelling of all kinds. I actually really love podcasts, and I love like storytelling events. So I'd like to weave that into a lot of future programming. But mostly right now, my goal is to just get materials into the hands of kids so that during this kind of tough time, they have books to lean into and to explore the world while their movement is limited, you know? And I also just really want to make a space where, like, no matter who you are or where you come from, you're like accepted and you can find things here that will inspire you, you know? So that's what I'm trying to do through programming, but that looks like all kinds of things. Like, we're hosting a 4-H program here. It's called Adventuring in Connecticut Agriculture. And so each week, young people from the 4-H will visit the library. That's Tuesdays at 2 p.m. And we meet outside where we can keep safe social distance. But they'll give, like, kid-friendly talks about various subjects. For example, the next one's on seedlings and the plant life cycle. It's designed for kids that are 12 and under, but I feel like that's an interesting way for the library to be able to provide a like learning, you know?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And of course, I'm at the ready with books that are associated with flowers and gardening and vegetables for anybody who's interested. So.
We are speaking with Samantha Saliter, who is the children's librarian at the Hotchkiss Library. There's a lot of online virtual things they offer. But I think it's great that you bring them in on the lawn also to get out of the house a little bit and do something a little more exciting than just through the virtual world. Because I think that's the one great thing about libraries. You go into a library and there's just this wealth of information for children, for adults, even your computer access for different things. And your computer access for people who are home to get books and everything. The libraries in our whole area have really just upped their game over the past 15, 20 years. And you're more like a community center. And that's what's so great when you bring the children in and you have them right now during this pandemic to read outside.
Yeah, we're really trying to expand our scope. And then, of course, safety is our priority. So we're incredibly vigilant and careful about it. But we're really trying to reach out in any way we can.
All right. Well, once again, welcome. We are welcoming right here on Robinhood Radio. And officially, even though she started right when the pandemic started, Samantha Saliter, I could say stop by and see her, but you can't all the time right now. So just understand that there's a lot going on with the children's programming at the Hotchkiss Library. Samantha, thanks for speaking with us and much luck. And I'd love to speak to you again when you open up and you start bringing people into the library.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And can I just say real quick before I get off that a great way for people to get to know me is every Tuesday at 11:30 I do a story hour on our Facebook. So it's far, but maybe maybe we can slowly begin to get to know each other. And thank you so much for welcoming me.
All right, Samantha, take care and best of luck to you.
Thanks. Bye.